the very hungry caterpillar. The very hungry caterpillar. The very hungry caterpillar.
You know what? It looks like the batteries. Here we go. Thank you. Okay. Okay. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Here's the egg.
Here.
Okay. Where's the moon? That's right. Okay.
Change it?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! That's a big one.
Okay. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped.
Hello?
Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Where is the egg?
Well, it popped out of the egg. The egg is back here. Right there. That was the egg.
And it popped out?
Well, the caterpillar popped out of the egg. And it was a hungry caterpillar.
Why didn't he eat the egg?
I don't know, but we'll turn the page and see if we can find it. He was in the egg.
Oh!
Wait a minute, Kelly. Let's read this part, okay?
Alright.
He started to look for some food.
Alright.
On Monday, he ate the one apple, but he was still hungry. See how good he was able to get. You can't a little bit.
I got my little finger through there.
On Tuesday, he ate with two pears, but he was still hungry. Show me two pears. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. On Wednesday, he ate with three plums, but he was still hungry. Show me the two plums.
How about these?
There it goes. Those are the two pears. That's what he ate on Tuesday. And it came out the other side. On Thursday, he ate with four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five strawberries.
Alright.
So what happened?
He still was hungry.
Yeah.
Turn the page?
Yeah. Oh boy, it looks like he's eating a lot. That's one thing. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate
cake,
one
ice cream,
one, what is it?
I don't know.
That's a pickle.
A pickle?
Yeah. One slice of cheese, one slice of,
I don't know,
salami.
Salami.
One lollipop.
One lollipop. From one piece of pot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hot dog.
Yeah, sausage.
One sausage strip.
Or a hot dog.
And what is it? Cupcake.
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 Yeah. And
one piece of apple.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green
leaf.
And after that, he felt much better.
Because he couldn't eat any more?
He couldn't eat any more food, that's for sure. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big,
caterpillar.
That's right. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself.
But he couldn't get in.
Yes, sir. He built it around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and turned. What do you think is going to happen first?
I don't know.
You know, he was a beautiful
butterfly. Want to see?
Oh, wow. He's a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah. Over.
He is. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
concerned that it's going to be hard to hear.
Oh. You should have said something.
I know, that's. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Okay, do you want to go into the another
one? Okay, I just think it might be better just...
Yeah?
Because this tape recorder is funny enough. It's you want to bring the toys over, Talitha? Well, I...
Yeah.
That's fine. I wasn't thinking. Don't,
that's
so.
All right.
Can I play it right here?
Not right yet. We still have some other books to look at.
I don't want to have any more.
Oh, thanks.
Kelly, she said, no, you can't play with it right now.
Okay, you'll have time to play with it later, though, okay? I promise.
You going to help me just pull this out a little bit?
Oh, sure.
Okay, and then you can...
All right, so now we have another book that we have all kinds of books that we can look at. Can you look at this book next?
Yeah.
It's called What Next Baby Bear. And
the baby bear, that's his father?
Mm-hmm. That's not, that's Baby Bear, I think. We'll find out. Can I go to the moon? Asked Baby Bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time.
That's the mother?
Yeah. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first.
What is a rocket?
A rocket is something that could take you to the moon. Oops, skip the page right here. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. I don't see it.
Yes.
That's his foot.
Where's the rocket?
I don't know. Maybe if we turn the page we'll see it. I don't see it here. He found a space helmet. Oh, I see. He's going to use the umbrella for a rocket. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door.
What is that?
That's a space helmet. That's really his mother's thing that he cooks with. Right? He packed his teddy bear and he found some food for the journey and took off up the chimney.
Not yet.
Not yet what?
He didn't go up, down.
Well, he's still in the box there. But that was the next step.
Over here.
Right there. That's where he found the box. He found the box.
Where?
Maybe in his closet. Why don't you tell me where?
Where the umbrella?
Good, I can't really tell you, Sally. This book is right, there's two. I don't like this book. Okay, let me just try this again. I can't answer all those questions. Okay, whoosh, out into the night. Now see, that's the top of his house, and he's coming out of the chimney, and it's nighttime.
He set fire here?
Well, that's make-believe fire.
How did he get up there?
Well, Talitha, that I really don't know. He's making believe. He's dreaming. And he's not really going up the chimney because kids don't go up chimneys. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars until at last they landed on the moon. See, that's the moon right there.
Huh?
That's the moon right there. And those are all the stars. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl.
No. The door is open!
We'd better go, said Baby Bear.
Oh.
No, you have to stay here. Who's that? We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. He doesn't really like this book that much.
Oh, that's a, no, it's
okay, it rained and it rained. Oh, it rained and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet.
Why didn't he close the box?
Well, that's what it looks like he's going to do there. Be careful, Spook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty, she gasped. And she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. And look at him, how dirty he is.
We've been up the chimney.
Yeah, so we think, right?
Yeah.
I have, said Baby Bear. First I found the rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear laughing. What will you think of next?
She's so mad?
No, she's giving him a bath.
How come her face is like that?
I don't know. That's because she's serious. And look at little Bear is ready for bed. Can you go get one of your books for me?
Do you have a favorite book? Or you?
I want to read my next
one. Oh, you want to read?
Okay.
Can you pick your favorite?
Okay. You can tell me the name of this one.
I don't know.
What is that? Okay. Who walks out through the back door? Who walks pitter patter down the garden? Who walks tiptoe along the wall?
Cat.
Who jumps down into the alley? Who goes scritch scratch against the fence? Who walks tall? Or who walks tall tail between the bottles? What's that?
I know what it is.
Okay, act.
I know.
Who should watch out around the corner?
Cat.
Watch out, cat.
I come.
Oh, when we turn the page, we're going to find out why. Because there's a...
dog.
Yes. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner?
Dog.
Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer? Dog.
Dog.
Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap down the alley getting closer, getting closer?
Dog.
Snip, snap, jump, cat. That's it, I think the dog can't catch him. Jump, dog.
Not dog.
Well, it says jump, dog.
How come?
Because the dog's trying to catch the cat.
How come?
Because dogs like to chase cats. Who falls back?
Huh?
Who falls back?
I don't know. Dog.
Dog. Look at those silly eyes.
But the cat makes it up. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks pitter-patter?
Cat.
Through the back door, who comes back?
Cat.
Softly, safely, cat.
Come on, cat.
That's his pillow. He's sleeping on his pillow. He has little pictures of mice, so he's a dream about them. He's home safe.
Go to cat, right?